It is Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023, welcoming all of our brand new viewers from the West Coast, now able to view us in our brand new time slot. Truth, exposure, and accountability now starts at 8 p.m. on the East Coast. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. We talk a lot about how fake things are within this empire of lies. Our border is completely fake. Anyone can walk across it as long as they tell the right lies to the border authorities. Our economy is faked, propped up by mass-printed money and financial gimmicks and fake jobs. So, of course, fittingly enough, we're now ruled by one of the biggest joke fake ideologies of all time. One of the core guiding principles of the illegitimate ruling regime is that the concept of male and female are fake. People could just be whatever they identify as. A man can cut off his penis, go and get a hatchet wound, put on a dress, and ta-da! He's a woman now. And so now you have to let this freak show just stroll into a girl's bathroom to leer at whoever he wants. Oh, wait, whoever she wants. Need to use their preferred pronouns. According to the regime, you are whatever gender you identify as, and it doesn't matter what actual physical biology says. It's ridiculous. Now, one of the best proofs of how fake this is how the regime doesn't even apply this to other parts of a person's identity. For example, your gender is fluid, but your race is supposedly fixed. Even though the same regime will tell you that the entire idea of race is a social construct. Of course, the reason that they're so territorial about all of this is because if people could freely identify their race, then so many of their scams completely fall apart. The modern left communist regime believes in a racial hierarchy, a caste system, just like the one that they have in India. And in this new caste system, the worst race is whites, and the best race is blacks. So it's important to them that white people be put in their place at the bottom so they can be bullied and exploited and punished with impunity. And on the other hand, they don't want anybody intruding on the black identity and taking a portion of the reparations and the special privileges that they already hand out to them, with more planned in the future. It's all a grossly immoral joke, completely at odds with our own Declaration of Independence and our own Constitution. And here's the truth. If your sex and your gender and your sexual orientation are all fluid, then your race can be fluid too. And so it's great news that a lawmaker in Indiana is calling out this comical sham for what it is. Ryan Webb is a Republican County councilman in Delaware County, Indiana. He's a married man with six children. If you looked at him, you might believe that he's one of those horrible white males. But Ryan Webb assures us that nothing can be further from the truth. He now freshly identifies as a lesbian woman of color. The tolerant left, being tolerant and all, has embraced him, of course. Quite the opposite, actually. No, instead they've doxed his house and bombarded him with death threats because that's all parasites on the left know how to do. Now, to his credit, Ryan Webb has not backed down or apologized in any way, despite the mob of screeching abominations demanding his head. According to the Muncie Star Press, Webb said, quote, "You don't get to question me. No, you don't get to require proof from me. You were part of the movement that helped establish these rules and set the bar, okay? You don't get to come later when someone else joins the club that you don't want in. You don't get to question how I identify." Well said. Councilman, check that. Councilwoman Webb joins us now. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me, and good evening to everyone watching, so thank you.
Yeah, of course. So you've received death threats. They're now coming for your home and for your family.
I have. You know, in the beginning, you know, it was a lot of hate and intolerant from the left, the post, and was shared in a group called Indiana Progressives on Twitter, and they, you know, got everyone together and tried to organize a swarm attack against me. And they hit me with everything they had for, you know, a day or so, tried to get me fired from my employer. They actually doxed my ad, posted my address and showed up in a convoy, three or four cars, and dumped two bags of trash in my neighbor's yard. They got the wrong house. They thought it was my house. My poor little old lady neighbor, unfortunately got the, brunted end of the intolerant left and what they're capable of. So it was unfortunate.
Yeah. How dangerous are these people?
Well, I think they're all presumably very dangerous. I mean, and this is what I said in the statement. In the beginning, you know, I didn't do any interviews. I declined all interviews. But the left, the intolerant left, insisted on making this story blow up. And, you know, they have succeeded. But in my statement declining my interview to the initial news outlet who did the story, I made it very clear. I said, you've got mentally ill people encouraging other mentally ill people to congregate at my home. Who are unwelcome. They do not have no limits. They do not have no boundaries. And honestly, some of the worst, most vile, disgusting hate that you can imagine has come from these folks who identify with the political left. So it's unfortunate.
Yeah. You also have mentally ill people just taking to TikTok and Twitter and various other social media platforms, encouraging each other to arm themselves and go be violent. What do you make of this movement of tolerance? There's actual calls to arms to go arm yourself now and kill or shoot, blow the heads off of anybody who wants to refuse your admittance to the woman's restroom.
Well, you know, I've said this all along. You know, obviously I come out and identified as a woman of color, but I do not subscribe to the ideology of hate and inconsistency that the political left does. I've said for a long time that their ideology will crumble upon itself because, you know, its foundation is weak. It's a facade. It's a charade. There's nothing substantive to it. In fact, they, in their attacks against me, they've done more to dismantle and tear apart their own ideology that they've built for years than I ever could have. I've just sat back, held up a mirror to them, and then let them do their thing. And they have completely tore apart their ideology that they don't believe in either. So that's why it's been so easy for them to tear it apart, but they're doing it willingly. And they've basically turned the clock back 3 or 4 years on their movement.
So in their quest to transition as many children as they can, obviously this is a growing movement and they want more participants. Why have they so vehemently rejected, your admittance to this club?
Well, you know, that's a good question. And, I have a reputation in Delaware County. I'm considered the most outspoken elected official in all of Delaware County. I take a lot of significant stances, strong stances. I speak out on things that are important to me. When other elected officials who are politicians, they sit quietly because they're afraid of offending someone or losing votes. I'm not afraid of that. I'm not a politician. I am an elected official, but I'm not a politician. So I could care less if it has a negative impact or not. I'm going to share what I think is important. And because of that, that has caused some of these folks to gauge what I say through a lens of distrust and disbelief because of my positions in the past of highlighting the mental illness that is the trans movement. So apparently, you know, they thought that was reason enough to exclude me from the club and require proof.
Yeah, these people are absolutely dangerous. You hit the nail right on the head. And I don't think that you'll be seeking any of the reparations or special privileges that you're now entitled to as a lesbian woman of color. We appreciate you being here despite denying interviews elsewhere. We think it's extremely important that people take a stand and recognize this for exactly what it is. It's a dangerous mental illness, and we ought to reopen insane asylums and start admitting these people forthwith. Ryan Webb, thank you for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thanks for having me. Good evening.
Of course. Well, they knew all along. Pfizer and the FDA and the CDC and Moderna and the heathens that unleashed this biowarfare attack knew all along that these shots were killing kids, and they did it anyways. More on that with Dr. Naomi Wolf as we continue in 60 seconds. Go nowhere. Here's some news for gun owners that you may not know. Millions of concealed carrying gun owners have made a huge mistake with their holster. Sadly, their holster is so uncomfortable that they just stopped using it altogether, meaning that their quest to defend themselves or others fails at the start. That's why Vanish Holsters is quickly becoming one of the most popular holsters in America. Thousands of customers say it's the most comfortable holster that they've ever used. And when you get one, you'll never stop carrying. This holster also saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns, works without a tactical belt, lets you carry in multiple positions, and carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, is that because you are a supporter of this show, you can get it for $50 off. Just go to vnsh.com/stew, vnsh.com/stew, to see if your gun will work with one of these Vanish holsters and activate your discount today. Normally $130, you'll get a steal of a show for the Stu Peters Show supporters. Go to vnsh.com/stu today to claim your $50 discount on Vanish holsters.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
FilterSuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems. Whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust shedding from your pet or vaccinated neighbors' mRNA spike protein shedding, FilterSuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7, so now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's FilterSuck.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to FilterSuck.com. Welcome back. This network presented the film Died Suddenly, a creation of Matt Skou and Nicholas Stumphauser, some of the greatest documentarians alive. It was the film of a generation, a film that saved countless millions of lives. And we presented that film because we knew with absolute 100% conviction that this was always about an intentional mass murder, a genocidal level kill-off. We knew with 100% certainty that this was about depopulation. We were called every name in the book, conspiracy theorists. We were attacked relentlessly by the fake, criminal, lying, murderous press. A most recent one by BBC. And now we have proof that they too knew all along. All the way back in early 2021, the FDA and Pfizer both knew that the COVID-19 injections posed a direct threat to fetuses and newborn infants. In February of 2021, the data made it clear. Pregnant women who got the shot were more likely to miscarry or suffer other complications that could harm or kill their babies. Out of 458 pregnant women in the sample test population, 248 of them, more than half, reported having some kind of serious adverse event. In 51 cases, more than 11% of all of the pregnant women in the study, that adverse event was a spontaneous abortion. In other words, a miscarriage. In other words, a murdered baby. They knew, period. But instead of telling the truth, they lied. Pfizer fudged their numbers by saying that the women suffering miscarriages had had COVID instead. And they claimed the women had other irregular medical histories that made their miscarriages more common. Having delivered those lies, having delivered their excuses, they pressed ahead anyways with a mass vaccination campaign for everyone, including infants and pregnant women. They told pregnant women explicitly, go and get injected. Along with all of the people dying suddenly, we now have a massive human sacrifice in the form of thousands and thousands of miscarriages and stillbirths and premature births resulting in death or severe handicaps of babies. It's a mass murder event that would be without precedent in our society, except that our elites actually perpetuate mass murder of children with shocking regularity. Dr. Naomi Wolf is closely covering this story, and she joins us now. Naomi, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I mean, this is a mass murder, a sacrifice of children happening. And the worst part is this was done with a forethought, with premeditation. They did this knowing it was going to kill babies.
Yeah, I can't in any way dilute the strength of how you're summarizing this, because this is evidence, indeed, as you say, of a mass murder of children and fetuses that Pfizer knew about, and a poisoning of breast milk that Pfizer knew about. And it seemed kind of intended to elicit, at least from the documentation that we've seen. So to give your readers this update, or your viewers this update, It's absolutely tragic. This is report 69 of our War Room Daily Clout Pfizer Documents Research Volunteers analysis, these 3,500 medical and scientific experts who are under the leadership of Amy Kelly, our COO, reading through this tranche of tens of thousands of documents. And a new tranche was released just last month, Stu, and it resulted in this bombshell report. Pfizer and FDA knew, as you said, in early 2021, more than 2 years ago, that the mRNA COVID vaccine caused dire fetal and infant harms, including death. 3 days after this report was completed, Rochelle Walensky hosted a White House press conference to tell women who were pregnant to get vaccinated and claimed that it was safe. And she had this report showing dead babies, dead fetuses, injured babies right in hand. So just to give you the details, this eight-page shocking document that was released is, and it's an internal Pfizer document. They never thought anyone would see it. They, you know, the FDA asked the court to keep this document hidden for 75 years. It is titled Pregnancy and Lactation Cumulative Review, and the time span is from the beginning of the development of this vaccine to the 20th of April, 2021, when Robert T. Marocco approved that review, looked at it, saw the dead babies, saw the injured babies, saw the miscarriages, said fine, moved it along to FDA. FDA gave it to CDC. 3 days later was the White House press conference telling women to get vaccinated who were pregnant. This document is among the most horrifying yet to emerge into public view. It reveals that both Pfizer and the FDA knew about this horrible damage to fetuses and babies over 2 years ago. They tabulated adverse events, as you said, in over 54% of the cases of maternal exposure to the vaccine. Now, I want to really call attention to something terrifying here. Pfizer says maternal exposure during pregnancy, before pregnancy. This is important because elsewhere in the documents, Pfizer defines exposure to the vaccine as including sexual intercourse of unvaccinated women with vaccinated men. So Pfizer knew that there's something in the semen of vaccinated men or in skin contact and inhalation of vaccinated people that sheds, that damages pregnancy and childbirth and lactation. That's what they were looking for. Pfizer's tally of damages to fetuses and babies includes 53 reports, or 21% of the total of babies and moms that they looked at, of spontaneous abortion, 51 abortion, one abortion missed following the vaccination. And a missed abortion is an empty gestational sac, a blighted ovum, or a fetus or fetal pole without a heartbeat. Fetal tachycardia, irregular heart rate faster than 180 beats per minute that required early delivery and hospitalization of the affected newborn for 5 days. 6 premature labor and delivery cases resulting in 2 newborn deaths, 2 dead babies. Cause of death for one baby, quote, was cited as extreme prematurity with severe respiratory distress and pneumothorax. The other one, according to Pfizer, was, quote, premature baby less than 26 weeks with severe respiratory distress and pneumothorax. Now, I'm going to take a minute to explain why this is so terrifying, this note. Pneumothorax is when there's an air pocket between the lung of a tiny baby and the chest wall of a tiny baby. And Pfizer knew more than 2 years ago that 2 babies were hospitalized or died from this condition. Well, I just did an interview last week with a nurse midwife, distinguished nurse midwife, Ellen Jasmer in Northern California, who said she's seeing this at an extremely elevated level now. Baby looks fine, goes home. Within a day, the baby is struggling for breath, rushed to the hospital with respiratory distress. Pfizer knew that their tiny little lungs would leak air after the moms got injected and endanger their lives or kill them. It's not just fetuses and newborns that Pfizer calmly noted were being damaged in the company's internal records. Pfizer also recorded multiple harms to babies through the milk of vaccinated moms. And here, 19% of the babies exposed to their mom's vaccinated breast milk, their vaccinated mom's breast milk, were recorded as suffering from 48 different categories of adverse bad events. And here you see one of the most chilling things. It's the second such chart. in the Pfizer documents, it's a chart of horrible things that nursing from vaccinated moms did to the babies that they were scrutinizing. And the reason I say this is so chilling is that earlier I told your audience about a similar chart where they tabulated horrible things they knew the vaccine did to women's menstrual cycles. Similar kind of very scientific sounding chart, 10,000 women bleeding every single day, 5,000 women with horrible blood clots, you know, 2,000 women with, you know, no menstrual cycles at all. They did it the same way, but this is tiny babies, pyrexia, fever, irritability, headache, rash, diarrhea, illness, suppressed lactation, breast milk discoloration of the moms, infantile vomiting, peripheral coldness, urticaria, hives, vomiting, abdominal discomfort, angioedema, swelling, dysphonia, hoarseness, their vocal cords are struggling, irritation, nosebleeds, droopy eyelid, facial paralysis, swollen lymph nodes. These are tiny babies, skin exfoliation and vision blurred. Their skin is peeling off. Some of the baby's suffering was even more serious. 10 serious adverse events. This is Pfizer's language from, quote, exposure via lactation. This includes a 15-month-old infant vomiting, experiencing its skin peeling off and irritability while being breastfed. We don't know if the baby recovered. A 9-month-old infant with a rash and urticaria a day after exposure. An 8-month-old infant with angioedema, swelling of the lower layer of skin and tissue from nursing, 2 cases of, quote, illness after exposure to breast milk, a 3-month-old required hospitalization for 6 days post-exposure to vaccinated mom's breast milk. So they knew that the lipid nanoparticles, this industrial fat covered in polyethylene glycol, this petroleum byproduct, were getting into the breast milk of vaccinated moms, a story we broke like 8 months ago. But now Pfizer's internal documents showed that they knew this was happening. They were poisoning vaccinated moms' breast milk and endangering and hospitalizing babies who are doing nothing more than nursing from their moms. And 3 days later, again, the CDC told moms it was safe and you should do it. And then they concluded the sponsor will continue to monitor. And it's important to note that the spontaneous safety database is intended for hypothesis generation and not hypothesis testing, meaning they're looking away from all the damage that they recognized and witnessed and intended inexplicably, in spite of the fact that she had a report saying these babies died and got sick. Dr. Walensky held a White House press conference 3 days later in which she recommended that pregnant women get mRNA vaccinated and said it was safe.
We knew it. And these people attacked us. They attacked us. Died suddenly. Not only the embalmers, but you have a 43-year-old OBGYN, 43-year, rather, OBGYN, saying that he's never seen anything like this, that this is a Seven Sigma event. He's never seen anything like this. We had Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long. She said, every time I see a newborn baby, I just drink it up because I believe that it's going to become a rarity. People wrote us off as conspiracy theorists for that film, Died Suddenly. We were saying all of this. Naomi, you were saying this. You know, Dr. Jane Ruby was saying this. Karen Kingston was warning of this. Dr. David Martin was warning of this. I mean, we have been saying this. And so now we see that with a forethought, and it's not shocking. It's not shocking that they did this. Why? Because they're a murderous regime. And we've been saying that as well. We live under the empire of lies. But it is not shocking and it is not surprising at all. But she knew. And so if Rochelle Walensky knew as the head of the CDC and went ahead and recommended 3 days after reading what you just read to our audience, and she went ahead and recommended this, then what other proof do we need that this is premeditated mass murder?
I don't think there can be, I mean, it's an open and shut case. There can't be any more definitive proof. I mean, this is like seeing the plans to kill a bunch of babies, you know, and as I've said in earlier interviews, that expression, it's not a bug, it's a feature. I mean, now we have the smoking gun, you know, it's not like this is a greedy company that went ahead and happened to have created something that had side effects that killed babies, and then they stopped everything and pulled it off the market. No, the way this document is structured, and you can see it for yourself, it's pinned right there, the whole document on dailycloud.io, a 7-page document, is that it's an experiment designed to ensure that babies died.
Yeah, somebody needs to take that report from dailycloud.io. Somebody needs to take that report, or millions of you need to take that report and go directly to your law enforcement authority, go directly to your sheriff. There should be an arrest warrant issued for Rochelle Walensky by the end of today. There's without a doubt. She should be arrested and awaiting trial.
Of the people that you've named, I've been the most hesitant to say it's depopulation, it's intentional, until I have the evidence in front of me. There's no way, this is now the evidence in front of me. Everything looked like it was heading in that direction from the Pfizer documents that we've brought to the world, but this is definitive 150% proof that they designed this injection to kill and injure babies, and that it's a really ingenious way to kill a big population, because it's basically poisoning semen and poisoning breast milk and poisoning the amniotic fluid, and doing it in the guise of a medical intervention. So it's a lot like the Holocaust. You've got to just think back. It's a lot like, oh, it's a shower. No, it's a gas chamber, right? Oh, it's a syringe full of something that will help you. No, it's actually a poison that's going to kill your baby without any fingerprints. That's what we're looking at.
These people are the devil incarnate. Naomi, well, thank you so much for being here with this horrifying report. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much, Stu. Thanks for covering it.
Of course. Meanwhile, you won't hear a peep about any of this on legacy cable broadcast news. You won't hear about this on the Fox News channel. You won't hear about this on major networks. The BBC won't tell you about this. Even many so-called conservative alternative media outlets are too cowardly to tell you the truth about these shots. Meanwhile, tens of millions of people viewed our documentary Died Suddenly. Millions more viewed our previous productions, Watch the Water and These Little Ones. Well, now later this month, it's time for our next documentary production. Take a look.
Still really just in the beginning of it is the scientific revolution. Humankind gains immense new powers. Such big powers that you can say they might really transform us, not only from just apes into the rulers of the planet. They might transform us into God.
I think it's important to understand that we are in the middle of World War III. In the very near future, you're going to start hearing this new term, directed evolution.
Directed evolution.
Directed evolution.
Moderna says on their website that the mRNA are software programs. They can be pre-programmed or they can be programmed from outside sources. Nobody was told they were injected with electromagnetic devices.
Imagine a biological computer that operates inside a living cell.
When I read through the patents for the mRNA technology vaccines, they did not read as a vaccine. They read as a bioweapon.
The difference of this first industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing.
Shall we play a game?
It changes you.
Who masters those technologies will be the master of the world.
That film, Final Days, is our most ambitious production yet, because it goes way beyond just the vaccines. This film touches the World Economic Forum, transhumanism, directed evolution, the basic idea of what it is to be human, and how global elites want to change that. Final Days comes out later this month. Don't miss it. Exclusively here on the Stu Peters Network. We'll be right back.
You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD.
The boosters are killing millions.
Not a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning,
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Welcome back. So immediately after Pfizer unleashed a hellish biowarfare attack by rolling out the shots that they knew were deadly kill shots, social media suddenly was flooded with viral videos recorded in supermarkets and at the homes of terrified Americans who had made an horrific discovery. Yeah, their beef and their chicken and their pork, their meat, was magnetic. Of course, the press got to work immediately, fact-checking these videos, gaslighting you into denying what you were seeing right before your eyes. No, that's not true. No, because we say so. That's not true. Just put the magnet down, you conspiracy theorist. Go get your booster shot. It's safe and effective. Well, now here we are, May of 2023, and now we have evidence that shows that the core part of the shots produced by Pfizer and Moderna is fundamentally not a biological technology, but an electromagnetic one. And as we've covered on the show recently, there are absolutely 100% efforts underway to inject livestock across America and across the planet. And it's not just meat. Karen Kingston is a biotech analyst who you've seen on the show plenty of times. Kingston says that we now need to be concerned about our fruits and our vegetables and maybe even our tobacco products. Now, of course, this all sounds crazy, tinfoil hat, unfathomable, unimaginable, fantasy land. Until, of course, Dr. Anna Mihalcha confirmed the existence of mRNA tech in the meat and dairy supply when she examined samples from her local grocery store under a microscope. Well, Kingston tells us that this shouldn't only concern humanitarians that are, of course, scared for their Christian brothers and sisters, but also it should concern pagan, anti-humanitarian earth lovers as well. Why? Well, because plant-based mRNA technology hijacks the process of photosynthesis. So now instead of converting carbon dioxide and water to oxygen and glucose, the plants are genetically reprogrammed to produce chimeric proteins, or in the case of COVID-19 plant-based mRNA vaccines, chimeric spike proteins. This is a problem. I mean, let that sink in. When plants stop converting CO2 to oxygen, there's less oxygen for all life forms. That includes human beings and whales and dolphins and, yes, the duck-billed platypus. In 2021, Kingston discovered something else in the NIH grant database, that the SARS spike proteins were being manufactured in plants, specifically corn, using mRNA technology going as far back as, guess when? 2005. In 2021, University of California, Riverside published an article on how they could produce complete mRNA vaccine in a tomato. And then in 2022, Health Canada announced the approval of Covinfenz, a plant-manufactured-based mRNA vaccine for COVID-19, made by a Canadian company. The regularly vindicated Karen Kingston joins us now to discuss this conspiracy theory of magnetic meat and humans, apparently now seemingly become a proven conspiracy fact, Karen.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, Stu. As you know, I've been researching the mRNA technology now for going on more than 2 years. And when I went through the NIH database and I saw what they were doing, not just with the food supply, meaning our meat and produce. So they can, yeah, since 2017, they had the patent to put mRNA technology into our poultry, pork, meat, and whatnot. But when I started looking at the mechanism of action on what they're doing with our plants, it's very alarming. So there's a recent publication in the NIH database that where they're using corn, what they call maize, to produce a Lyme disease vaccine. And as you go through the research, I went back to go to the original studies, and there's one out of China in 2006. And I want to explain the mechanism of action and why this is so important for people to understand. It's entitled "The Accumulation of Recombinant SARS-CoV-2 Spike Protein," or sorry, SARS-CoV spike protein in plant cytosol and chloroplasts, indicating the potential for oral vaccines. And what it says in here is that they use recombinant biopharmaceuticals, so mRNA technology, to express foreign genes into the genome or the chloroplast genome of plants. The chloroplast genome, that is essential for converting carbon dioxide to oxygen. So they're hijacking that process to produce these chimeric proteins. As you go through this study, they talk about how that it's an inexpensive strategy basically to inoculate humans and in mammals by using plants to produce this chimeric protein. And they talk about the use of the original studies, which were done in tobacco. So I went back and looked at those original studies, and this is what's alarming. In the tobacco studies, they use something called photosystem 2D protein and RBCL. That's the chloroplast genome. So instead of now our plants, whether it's corn or whether it's tobacco or whether it's tomatoes and, you know, and no, not tomatoes, I guess, corn, tobacco and other plants, they are no longer part of the global carbon cycle. They are no longer converting carbon dioxide to oxygen. They're now converting it to these weapons. And I think it's really important for people to understand that. So I just want to explain a little bit about photosynthesis out of Nature magazine. What they explain is the photosynthetic cells contain chlorophyll and other light sensitive pigments that capture solar energy. So these mad scientists figured out the process of photosynthesis, how to hijack that and take cells that that normally when they were presented with carbon dioxide, they would convert them to rich organic molecules such as glucose and such as oxygen. Not only does the photosynthesis process drive the global carbon cycle, but it produces much of the oxygen present here on Earth. So even if you don't care about whether or not your friends or neighbors are being injected with mRNA, whether or not mRNA is in our food supply, this is a hijacking of the environment, of the ecosystem. And it's imperative that people understand this, that this is not, mRNA is nothing biological. These are gene editing technologies that mimic biology. And, you know, who is heavily invested in corn, in cornfields in America? Bill Gates, right? I mean, he did a whole demo 2-3 years ago about, ask me about corn, he loves corn. So they're hijacking our food supply, not just to decrease the food supply, but it's also gonna affect the oxygen levels. And now these lipid nanoparticle technologies, I've presented on the show so many times, whether we're looking at the DARPA pitch, which talks about how there can be or aerosol attacks, it can be put in food, it can be put in water, it can be put in gels. So when they are spraying this mRNA lipid nanoparticle technology around the globe, you know, across our lakes, across our oceans, it's hijacking basically even the plankton that's there in the ocean. So it's going to affect the oxygen levels of mammals. So the whole concept that mRNA technology should be a choice, whether it's in the food supply, whether it's injected into adults or children, is a psyop. It is a bioweapon. It is a weapon that's not just going to cause the destruction of humanity, but it's going to cause an alteration to all life forms, even those life forms for people who maybe are anti-human care about, such as the whales and as you said, the duck-billed platypus. So this is a very serious situation, and we have leaders who are saying, well, let's make mRNA technology informed consent in the food. That is nonsense. This is hijacking the biological function, photosynthesis, that actually stabilizes all life forms on Earth that require oxygen and air. This is, I mean, I think it's very important for people to understand mRNA technology, full stop, is for the purposes of extinction. And they're not understanding that because it was presented to us as a choice. And if people read Unrestricted Warfare, you know, and we have Dr. Robert Malone, we have General Michael Flynn, who are experts in fifth generation warfare, then they will know which is the most important statements from that book, which is war is no longer using armed forces to compel the enemy to submit, but rather using all means available, lethal and non-lethal, to compel the enemy to accept one's interests. We are being compelled to accept mRNA technology, which is a weapon of biowarfare against all life forms, as if it's something that should be a choice. And that is simply evil in nature. It is deceptive. This needs to be full stop. And I hope that other experts and scientists, I know some people in Florida that I'm going to be working with, that can get this message out more powerfully than I can to explain how mRNA technology is, again, hijacking basically all of our food supplies and even just the basic carbon cycle for life here. You know, and Bobby Kennedy on Earth Day just a couple of weeks ago said that he's running his platform, you know, partially on saving the environment. You know, I have a quote from him here saying, I've dedicated my life to protecting the precious resources of the earth. Environmental stewardship will be a core objective of my presidency. Environmental protection is critical to social and racial justice, to America's economy, prosperity, and to the survival of humanity. So that being said, I would hope that Bobby would take a position against banning all mRNA technology. Because it's not just to the destruction of humanity, but also to the destruction of most life forms here on Earth.
I want to just touch on something that you just said here. You know, if somebody was given proper informed consent, in other words, hey, would you consent to being injected with a weapon of biowarfare? How many people would have volunteered for that? Absolutely nobody in their right mind would say, yeah, inject me with a bioweapon, of course. And the mandates, like you said, are a big psyop as well. Everybody that's out here saying we're fighting back against mandates is part of the ruse, is part of the grift. Nobody should have a choice whether they're injected with a deadly weapon of biowarfare or not that is now not only just killing our babies, but is also now killing our environment. 30 seconds, final words.
Well, I just want to be clear. This overall plan is for extinction. So if you look at extinction, how species go extinct, it's because of their environment, changes in their environment, toxins, as well as being caged. So humans actually capture a species. So if you look at extinction, what are they trying to do? They're trying to put us into 5-minute or 15-minute cities. They're exposing us to electromagnetic radiation. That is disrupting the electromagnetic fields in our bodies and in other and other life forms around us. And that is to the extinction of our species. This is not genocide. It's extinction.
Karen Kingston, thank you so much for being here and all of the courage and bravery that it takes, relentlessly still pouring truth out and information out to the American people and really the population across the planet that otherwise would not be available. It's hidden by the press. Even Vladimir Putin's top biowarfare general in Russia recognized Karen Kingston's work. Yeah, he addressed the international community, exposing the bioweapons labs that obviously were already confirmed by Victoria Nuland from our corrupt State Department. Now more bioweapons labs being found in Sudan. Your government has declared open war on you. They're getting rid of all dissident voices as well. Any of those that were willing to just take a second look at Ukraine or the Pfizer deadly kill shots, including Tucker Carlson. John Miller is here up next to talk about whether or not the media is fully extinct. We'll be right back. 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Healthcare you can trust. Go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
We have a television program, and we can't tell you that we have a cure for anything. What we can tell you is that if you have a child who has a diagnosis of ADHD and you're considering or you are currently administering ADHD medications, for example, Adderall or Ritalin or methylphenidate, if you are concerned about the potential long-term devastating effects from these neurotoxins that you're introducing to your child's brain, that it would be a really, 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 really good idea. We strongly recommend that you try CBD. All natural CBD derived from hemp, which comes from God's earth. Nobody can question the explosion in the popularity of CBD and its usage for a whole lot of things, including joint pain and muscle pain, ligament pain, relaxation, migraine, headaches, allergies, people with Parkinson's, ADHD. We would say that there's a large group of people who are finding extremely positive results by using CBD for their children to protect them from fake doctors who push poison down their throats. My CBD company is Curable. That's spelled K-U-R-I-B-L. Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L. It's a family-owned business based right here in my home state of Minnesota. I know one of the directors of Curable. I happen to coach baseball with him. And all of the hemp is sourced from my home state right here in Minnesota. Plus, you get 20% off site-wide when you use the promo code STU at curable.com. So go there. Remember, we can't say that this is a cure for legal reasons. If you have a child with ADHD, try Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L.com for 20% off. Use promo code STU when you go to curable.com. Welcome back. So we've had a lot of discussion recently on this show about what exactly caused Tucker Carlson to be abruptly ejected from his job hosting the highest rated cable news show in all of America. Yesterday, we talked with Baked Alaska about the theory that it was Tucker's January 6th reporting. Others have pointed at Tucker's vocal support of Christianity, which supposedly bothered Rupert Murdoch. And others have tried to blame various lawsuits from Dominion or Smartmatic or a disgruntled former producer. But just the other day, a story dropped that points toward another very powerful possibility. A brand new article from the online magazine Semaphore reports that in March, the Murdoch family had two separate meetings with none other than the fake, installed, illegitimate President Zelensky of Ukraine. So, did Zelensky pressure the Murdochs to take Tucker off the air? According to Semaphore, Tucker wasn't specifically mentioned on the call, but that doesn't mean that he didn't heavily imply that he should put on a leash, or even worse. Last year, Zelensky's government openly labeled Tucker and a whole lot of other war critics agents of the Kremlin. Let's not forget, Zelensky's government doesn't give a damn about freedom of speech. Well before this alleged Russian invasion, Zelensky banned multiple TV channels just because they supported his political opponents. He banned even more of the opposition after the invasion. Some of his enemies have been arrested, some have been exiled from the country, and yes, some have been executed. And is there any doubt that he would have Tucker killed if he could? Well, he can't, but no surprise that he'd settle for taking him off the air, of course. And according to the Washington Post, Rupert Murdoch was, quote, disturbed by Carlson's stance on Ukraine. So it might not have taken much of a nudge from Zelensky or anyone else to get him to hit the big red cancel button. These Washington war hawks know the score here. As soon as Tucker's show went down, they started gloating that now it'll be a whole lot easier for them to fund this forever war for as long as they want to. Tucker actually sent a questionnaire to all of the GOP candidates asking for a detailed opinion on the Ukraine war, and then he got them to respond. It was unprecedented. It was masterful. No one else at Fox would do that. No other talking head could compel politicians to respond like Tucker. They would just ignore anyone else. And now, thanks to the Murdochs, Tucker is out of the way. And if he can't get out of his contract, he may be sidelined until next year or even longer. So now nobody is keeping this GOP in check. Nobody on Fox is making sure that conservatives know what's really going on. It's no exaggeration to say that the risk of World War III and a global nuclear war just increased thanks to what Rupert Murdoch did last week. John Miller is a conservative commentator and a former contributor to Fox News, and he joins us now. John, do you agree with this sentiment?
Yeah, I mean, there it is. I mean, this is one of the most compelling reasons, I think. You know, I was listening to a podcast the other day. It was Tim Pool, actually. And he was saying, well, this doesn't make any sense. Fox is going to have to let Tucker back. That's the only thing that they can do. That's the only thing that makes sense. And I'm like, oh, that is so cute that you think that this is about, oh, what the average American viewer wants. It is so much bigger than that. This is about maintaining the globalist world order, making sure the right people still maintain their power. That includes Zelensky. This is about strengthening NATO, bolstering U.S. imperialism, supporting these, as you mentioned, these endless forever wars, these proxy wars in Russia, and then more broadly speaking, China, so that it can culminate in this big profitable world war that's going to line the pockets of the big five military contractors, Boeing, Raytheon, Northrop, General Dynamic, Lockheed Martin. You remember, a third of the Pentagon's budget goes into these companies so that they can manufacture weapons, sell them off to countries abroad, and make a ton of money. People get billions of dollars richer. And you think that some talk show host, Tucker Carlson with his bow tie, is going to come in and get in the middle of all of that?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, what you're saying makes perfect sense. And just to illustrate this for the viewer, if you want to make really big money, go into drug sales, right? I mean, go into big pharmaceutical sales. You're talking serious cash. But if you really, really want to take the stakes, sell the mechanisms and munitions that are required for war. Sell the financial contracts that are required to purchase the equipment that gets sent abroad and then siphoned off by the military-industrial complex and the fossils in the D.C. Beltway. Now you're talking some serious cash, John Miller.
Yeah, and that's really what it comes down to. That's what the entire war apparatus is based around. And you look at all the companies that are interested in getting a piece of that pie. I mean, everything from Peter Costello in Australia, his sovereign investment fund that the people of Australia are paying for, that's going into News Corp and the Fox News Channel. And then people like Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, they've got an investment firm that has shares in the Fox News company. So you look at all the different little global players who have their hands in this, and Tucker Carlson's out there saying, you know, at the very least, he's saying, I don't want to go to war in Russia, and questioning that. He's probably the only person on TV who's doing that. And you realize all of these people are threatened. That's a big problem. And really, you know, Sally Muckenfunch on her couch in Nebraska saying, well, I just love me some Tucker Carlson. She doesn't matter. She's not who these people care about. And the other thing is Rupert Murdoch is, I think, 95 years old. So he has his billions. He has his empire. He's not really concerned about the viewership at Fox. He's all but on his deathbed. So what really matters is that he can set up this global foundation for his progeny to make sure that they're set, because they represent the elite. He wants to make sure they're fine. If Fox News kind of tanks in viewership, so be it. You know, it's kind of like Howard Stern. You know, Howard Stern built his empire and got on Sirius XM, kind of being a bomb thrower, provocative, talking about uncomfortable truths. And then he has his entire legacy set up. He can do whatever he wants. He has his millions, I don't even know, hundreds of millions of dollars. And now he's Mr. Woke, Mr. Politically Correct, because he can kind of just sit and rest on his laurels. And that's kind of what Murdoch is doing. He set up his empire. The empire's there. They've done all the stuff they need to. Now they can rest and join the globalist elite and then oppress others.
Yeah, you're right. He doesn't care about Sally, what's her name, in Nebraska or anywhere else for that matter, which is why legacy media cable news broadcasts are going in the tank. None of them care. MSNBC, CNN, they don't care about ratings. They don't care what Nielsen says, how many people are watching them. They just lie to advertisers to attract advertising dollars, of course. And then you mentioned Howard Stern. I mean, yeah, this guy is somehow allowed on Sirius XM radio to talk about, you know, itching clitorises. But if I were to talk about that, of course, I would be a misogynistic, you know, something or other, and then kicked off of Rumble. How important does it make, you know, alternative broadcasts like this one when we look at what, you know, enterprises like Fox and Sirius XM are doing and who it is that they're propping up?
Super important, because this, I mean, believe it or not, Fox used to be an alternative media source, and then it joins the establishment and they get to be part of the club. And once they're part of the club, they kind of pull up the ladder from underneath them and don't let anyone do that. And so if anything, that's what I would urge people who are doing independent broadcasters. People like you have to hold the line and have to remember, even with the millions of views and everything and however many views, you can't abandon your mission. Because at the end of the day, that's what everyone tends to do. They are edgy. They say the truth. They appeal to the viewer. And then what happens? They get the money. They get the millions. They become part of the club. And then they're taking orders from globalist Zelensky. And so, you know, that's my prayer probably, is that everyone who is doing what you're doing holds the line and stays there and continues to do it and doesn't cuck and doesn't become someone who has to watch what they say because they're worried they're not going to be invited to the cocktail parties or they're going to lose the defense contract money.
No stakes at Mar-a-Lago for you, right?
Right, exactly, exactly. Yeah. And that's what you see time and time again. So I'm grateful for shows like yours who hasn't done that. And, you know, and consequences be damned, you know, speak the truth and talk about what needs to be talked about.
We never will, even no matter what. We got to go to bed at night, laying our head down on the pillow when it's just you and God, knowing that what you're saying is the truth and that you believe everything that you are saying and that what your platform is really about is honoring your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and saving lives. I'm out of time. John Miller, thank you so much for being here. God bless you, sir.
Thanks, too.
As someone who goes to battle every day with the demonic deep state, as someone who's constantly researching and trying to get information to you, booking interviews, scheduling huge projects like documentaries like Died Suddenly, obviously energy is an issue. Sometimes you have no afternoon energy. Sometimes your mood is affected. So I started taking Newtopia. I felt a noticeable improvement in my ability to focus and or remember important things once I started using Newtopia. I noticed a boost in my cognitive performance, my energy levels, my mood. Since I began taking Newtopia, I've been able to power through challenging tasks and distractions and manage more projects than ever without rising stress levels, which is incredibly important in current times. Since incorporating Newtopia into my routine, I articulate my thoughts more clearly. So why is Newtopia the best? They have developed a highly effective nootropics specifically designed to unlock your brain's maximum focus and concentration and creativity. Personalize your pack for your unique neurochemistry, choosing from 9 breakthrough brain formulas designed to help with a range of mental and emotional issues. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. If you want big discounts, use promo code Stu Peters when you go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. So I just want to remind all of the original OG Stu Crew members and welcome some of the newcomers and then inform you that none of this would be possible had one man not believed in us 2 years ago before anybody knew what a Stu Peters was or a Died Suddenly was. And that was Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management. He came through. I said, I just can't keep this up. I can't keep up this show. I've got no income. He came through and he said, look, I believe in you and what this show stands for. And I believe you when you say that you gave this platform to God. And you know what? I'm going to keep you going financially. I'm going to invest a little bit of money. I'm going to pay you every month. Just advertise, you know, my firm, Cortez Wealth Management. And I believe in his firm as well. And I get countless dozens of emails every month, people thanking me. Hey, thank you so much for making the introduction to Carlos Cortez. I no longer have to do business with these big, heavily advertised banks and financial firms and financial advisors that have no idea really where my investments are, that are beholden to the edicts of Wall Street, which is controlled by the Biden regime, which is sold out to the CCP. See, the difference is Cortez Wealth Management, Carlos Cortez, he's an independent fiduciary. So that means that he can build a personal custom situation for you based on your morals, your values, values, most importantly, your faith. He's a like-minded person. Why would you put your children's or yours entire financial future in the hands of one of these sold-out communists that knows nothing about where your finances are actually going? Are you invested in Pfizer, Moderna? Are you invested in BlackRock, Vanguard? You probably have no idea. Does your financial advisor know? So call Carlos Cortez in the office, 813-448-3446. Again, 813-448-3446. Or book your appointment online with him. No cost, no strings attached. Just talk to the guy. CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. And thank you, Carlos Cortez, for being loyal and faithful to this program. We'll see you back here in the same place at our new time, 8 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. Until then, God bless you.